This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalm 65 through 67. Praise is due to you. You visit the earth. All the earth worships you. You have tested us and make your face shine. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God,
have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequences of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany is from Jeremiah chapter 17. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched lands in the wilderness, in uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the sixth chapter. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. Jesus lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he was risen from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. How we come to these words of the gospel reading this day is important because there are different ways that they can be approached. We could approach these words as one spoken by a wise rabbi who is describing the difference between those who are blessed and those who are cursed. And if we listen in that way, we may hope to glean some type of insight or some type of moral that I could apply to my life that would improve my lot in life. And yes, I do need to trust not in my riches, but to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, I do need to mourn now over my sins and not laugh them off. And yes, I need to look not to my own righteousness and not to the things of this world, but to the things of Jesus Christ. But we can also come to these words as those spoken not just by a wise rabbi, but the Son of the eternal and living God, whose very nature it is to bless. And since the fall, to bless and to curse. And he does that by speaking words. All true blessings come from him alone. And as the source of all true righteousness, he alone has the prerogative to curse. The interesting thing is that he gives us the prerogative and authority to speak his words of blessing. He allows us in the church to speak his blessing upon his people. And he allows us in our homes and in our families to speak his words of blessing upon one another. Husband to wife, wife to husband, and parents to children. But the right to curse he reserves for himself. This is why Martin Luther teaches us in the second commandment that cursing is forbidden by God. Each curse that we utter on someone else is a defiance of God's authority and a defiance of his actual existence. So when we speak curses upon someone else, they lack God's authority, they lack his power, and they're really nothing more than a defiant show of our own evil and just simply empty words. But not so with God. When he speaks words of divine curse, it is a terrible and dreadful thing because it is a declaration not only of his displeasure, but of his divine wrath and punishment. His speaking the curse is the sealing of fate. It is the promise of punishment. It is the dooming to destruction, the dooming to hell itself, and the end of hope. When God speaks words of curse, he does not mess around. Here is just a bit from Deuteronomy chapter 28, as half of Israel stood on Mount Ebal. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, or be careful to do all his commandments and his statutes that I command you today, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and frustration in all that you undertake to do until you are destroyed and perish quickly on account of your evil deeds because you have forsaken me. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease and with fever and inflammation and fiery heat. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of mind. All these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God. When God speaks the words, "Cursed are you," blessing is banished. So it was for Adam and Eve, and so it is for us today. So we must approach these words of Holy Scripture today as words spoken by the one true living and eternal God, whose nature it is to bless and to curse. And we are standing in that moment. I suppose it might be a little bit like the moment in which Jacob came before his father Isaac, knowing that the next words that would come out of his father's mouth would be either blessing or curse. And so there was the anticipation. What would it be for him? Would it be curse or would it be blessing? Perhaps it would be like the women in the Old Testament who were suspected of being unfaithful to their husbands and so were brought before the priest of God and the altar of God. And the words of God's curse was washed off into the water, and they stood there in that moment, prepared to drink the cup and to face the consequences, either a horrible curse if she was guilty and the death from the inside, or of the blessing from being proved innocent. And then there was the fig tree in the New Testament, which earned the attention of Jesus Christ for having green leaves but knew no fruit. And there was a moment before Jesus spoke that we do not know what the words would be. Would it be blessing or curse? This is how we must now come to these words of the Son of God, who speaks words of blessing and curse. We must come as the one living a charade, as did Jacob. And if this is so, what then shall we expect? We must come as the woman who was suspected of unfaithfulness to her spouse. And if this is so, and we are guilty of unfaithfulness, then what then shall we expect? We must come to these words as the fig tree whose branches are bare. Jacob expected not words of description, but he expected a pronouncement of either blessing or curse. So realize, as we come to these words today, this is what is coming to us as well. These are not just words of description in our text, but they are words of holy pronouncement. So look up. Look up from your lives today, because Jesus is coming to you today. He is striding toward you with purposeful intent. What shall you expect? The one who is about to speak is the living, true, and eternal God. And in this moment, we know in our heart what the word should be. Just as Jacob knew that he really deserved to be cursed. And while Isaac could be deceived, God cannot be deceived. This is how we must come to these words now, knowing that the hour of your pronouncement has come. Though there is reason to take heart, for even before he lifts up his eyes upon the disciples to make his holy pronouncement, we see the crowds already coming out to him to listen to his preaching, to come to be healed of all their diseases, to be set free from minds and hearts troubled and clouded by unclean spirits. We see already that what is going out from him is the blessing of God upon those who are being brought into his holy kingdom. We see that his ultimate purpose is to redeem all those who are under the curse of the law and to restore them to the blessed state of a right relationship with God. And so we come to these words and to this hour, knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ has already come to his own hour of pronouncement, where this living, true, and eternal Son of God became a curse for us. He bore the dreadful curse for our soul. And so what we read in Holy Scripture about Christ's passion is not just description. It is the pronouncement of the holy and righteous God. It is the crossing of the hands of the Father to bestow upon the Son the curse that should have been ours, and upon him and upon us what should have rightly been his. The one who speaks now is the eternal, holy, righteous Son of God, the one who became a curse for us. And now you stand before him knowing what it is that you deserve, knowing that you have been unfaithful, unfruitful, and untruthful, and pretending in your life, and yet believing that his divine promise of grace has and will overcome the divine curse. Hear the pronouncement of God upon you this day. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when they hate you, and they exclude you, and they revile you, and they spurn your very name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, great is your reward in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Tyler Decker and his family as they mourn the death of his grandmother, Julia Decker. And we also pray for Mike and Barry Robinson as they mourn the death of Barry's stepfather, Ronald Stabler. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the church, that God's kingdom would come among us in power through the faithful proclamation of the good news of sins forgiven in Christ Jesus, let us pray to the Lord. For perseverance in the race that is before us, that God the Spirit would sustain us in faith and bring us to that eternal reward that will never fade, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of our government, that God's will would be done and our elected officials inclined to God's will rather than to popular opinion, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, that the great physician would heal them in accordance with his will, and that the Holy Spirit would give them patience in their affliction, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For physicians, nurses, aides, therapists, and all members of the health care professions, that God would heal many through their skills, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who mourn, including the families of Julie and Ronald, that God would grant comfort in the midst of sorrow, giving courage to all who mourn, that they may go forth trusting in Christ alone, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, even Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid upon him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper, you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.